Kilgore, K-I-L-L-G-O-R-E, Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, 725-74. Stephanie Kilgore comes in, is a 50-year-old woman, comes in today with complaints of hot flashes, hormones aren't working for me, number two, history of constipation, number three, abdominal pain, number four, patient is on semaglutide right now, is losing weight, number six, concerned about her gallbladder, number seven. She's also concerned about the fact that she's taking hormones, she's taking testosterone, and hydrous via transdermal mode compounded and estradiol patch 0.05 on a weekly basis, period. And she wants direction regarding these medications at this time. Period. Our patient is a 50-year-old woman on semaglutide and has been on Monjora in the past, losing weight. She needs a refill on her medication today, she tells us. She's also having some abdominal pain and discomfort. She's concerned that she might have gallstones because she's been on semaglutide, period. The Paragraph patient has had a family history of breast cancer. For this reason, I have been very adamant about the fact that she should stop taking her hormones and starting bioidentical hormones, and I referred her to nurse practitioner Morgan here in town who does that, and she promises she'll follow up on that medication. See the opposite page list. Medical problems, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, migraine headaches, anxiety, surgery, hysterectomy, breast augmentation, family history most significant for breast cancer, social, no smoking, no drinking is here with her husband, allergy none. She weighs 134 pounds. Her weight's gone up and down, but it lost 3 pounds. She's also has had issues with frequent urination and was on Ditropan at this time, but this doesn't appear to be a problem at this time. The symptoms have improved. A review of system as above, 134 pounds, 98%, 98.2, 16, 84. Pulse 84, 89 over 60. Heart positive, swim positive, rest 2. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft, mixture of JVD, skin shows no rash around the coast with anisome, which is non-focal. There's no epigastric tenderness noted. Number one, possible gallstones, no gallstones seen. Number two, nausea related to semaglutide. Number three, abdominal discomfort, most likely related to semaglutide. Number four, adjust dose per provider. We're not the one providing her for that. Number five, she's seen a specialist, or she's seen a person who handles her semaglutide via compounding material, Nixon's history of fatty liver, Nixon's bladder spasm resolved, Nixon's lymphadenopathy, Nixon's the 0.5 cyst in the 0.8 centimeter cyst in the thyroid is now 0.5. Next number, must see someone regarding bioidentical hormones with family history of breast cancer. Next number is leg pain and arm pain multifactorial. Next number is I do not see any evidence of gallstones at this time. Next one is rest of medication remains as before. Next number's findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number, she's had some blood work done at her primary care physician that she will bring to us, and that's why we did not repeat the blood work today. Thank you.